days have got nowhere to go. Cause my debt's been paid and my car's been towed.
Good morning. Good morning, my friends. It's Saturday morning, around 9 a.m., April the 29th? No, April the 30th, 2016. Running down Harvard Avenue with the temperatures between 78 and 82 degrees with about 89% humidity. You may hear the little leaguers in the background. I see practice at one of the fields. And it looks like at least two games at two other fields. Oh, those noises are like poetry to my ears. So how does this morning find all of you in the Runnet community? Morning.
Morning.
Me? I'm fine. I feel just a little disjointed. A little bit, and I think that would be as a result of just really needing some peace and quiet. I'm thinking that the medicine for my disjointedness, if that's even a word, is some peace and quiet here in the confines of the heck. Morning.
Morning.
Past the baseball fields, and now over the first footbridge out of Dunedin American Little League into Hammock Park proper and onto Skinner Trail heading east. I almost said west. There are dog walkers and walkers and runners and bicyclists. I'm sharing trail with this morning. Ooh, better slow down a little bit. So my pace is saying 12-ish minutes per mile. It must be the unbridled enthusiasm mixed in with the sense of disjointedness that I'm feeling. Or could be caffeinated influence. So anyway, I was asking you all how you were and hoping that you responded fine and well. And I was telling you I felt a bit disjointed, needing some peace. And nothing really new with me. It's that 0 to 60 work week. Morning. Lots of patience, lots of anxieties, the busyness of life outweighing and outbalancing the need to cultivate quiet and peace and solitude and freedom of mind and spirit. We are, in my opinion, an unbalanced nation, perhaps an unbalanced world, but I don't really know what it's like in other parts of the world. I would tend to lean on the side of it being an imbalanced nation, as there are probably other imbalanced nations, but I have to assume, not having studied every other culture and society in the world, and especially at this present time, whether there are those who cultivate a simple life of peace and are able to sustain that life with joy and ease. Sound like a lazy guy in some respects, a lazy bloke, but really what I crave is balance. The busyness of life and the proper amount of peace and solitude and time for contemplation. Anyway, enough of my all too familiar yap and jabber. About me. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing good.
A dog walker with what looked to be maybe his grandson. After coming off Harvard and onto Skinner East, I found Grant and have curled off to the left or the west, up to the east, to the left and to the east. And I'm now on Harris Trail, about to run over to Patricia Avenue, where I'll make the turnaround. At a glance, it seems that the Runnet community is doing fine. There is much joy, happiness, friendship, and encouragement in the Slow Runners Club, though I have not posted there in some time, and I don't really know why. There's no particular reason why I have or haven't. But they look well. Everybody seems to be participating in Veda. New stars, new faces, new personalities growing and being cultivated. That's good. Carlos is running incessantly, as is his wont. JD is back on the climb into studies in school and running and podcasting. Kevin has a fairly recently new Extra Mile podcast episode published. Steve Hailstone is walking, getting his health back. And David Foss has put an entry into the podcasting world and is quite the natural of voice and personality. This on the heels of his recently completed 50K. Well done, David, on all accounts. Michael Davis is running with friends in Illinois as well. To and fro work. So all is well, as far as I can see. My running is going solid. When I say solid, I don't mean that exuberantly. I don't mean that I'm overachieving or having great successes. I mean that it's respectable. The past couple weeks, I've gotten at least 2 6-plus-mile runs in during the week at the Triple C. This week, no different. I ran Tuesday and Thursday. Or no, I'm sorry. Monday and Wednesday at the Triple C. Prior to that was Tuesdays and Thursdays. But just to be able to get out there and get 6 or 7 in. And the weather has been cooperating quite nicely. It's not cool and it's not hot. It's warm with reasonable dew points and humidities. So I've had an endorphin rush at the end of each one of my runs at the Triple C for the past couple weeks. Today will be at least 5 in the hammock, but I could potentially see 6 or 7 under my belt, giving me a weekly total of higher than 15, maybe closer to 20. I'm still trying to decide what I'm going to do in terms of the midnight run in July, which would be midnight on July 3rd. It would be a Sunday night because the 4th of July is on a Monday this year. So in my mind right now, I'm trying to decide, do I really feel like being up at midnight and running a 10K? Well, the most familiar answer is that I probably would not feel like running that. But, as I also know, once you run or finish the run, it's always almost always well worth pushing past your feelings. So I didn't run it last year, and so the temptation is to get back on my giddy up and run it this year. I'm also still considering, but if not giving it too much more thought, about the half marathon in Georgia, late fall, early winter 2015. Not quite decided yet. You kind of know me. I'm not a plan ahead kind of guy. Don't know where I'll be physically or mentally in 6+ months from now, and don't really like to plan ahead. However, I understand that there's a need for planning ahead. I'll take this walk break. I got a little over a mile under my belt with no walk breaks yet. It's kind of been my want. Last Wednesday, I know I only took like 3 walk breaks on my 6-mile run, so for whatever that's worth, just trying to change things up a little bit. I'm not abandoning walk breaks, but just trying to do something a little different. So I'm now at the back of the hammock, walking past the 2 turtle holes of the Ambassadors of Hammock Park, but they're not out today, neither one of them. They're not even in the doorway there. They usually come out and they see me, they scurry back in or freeze in fear, but maybe it's a little early for them. Girls are good. Mrs. Rosenbrook's good. Roselle is good. Giselle is good. They're winding up the school year, so a little over a month of school left for them, and they have summer vacation. Come around Palm and Gopher Trail, where I'll be joining with Serenity Circle any moment now. Starting to get a bit of a groove in my neuroendocrine chemical transition training. No, I'm looking for fancy words. Starting to get a groove in my neuroendocrine chemical transmitters, which are floating serotonin amongst the axons and dendrites of my brain. Morning.
Morning.
Serenity Circle now. Looks like they've put down new railroad ties and benches and really spruced it up here. Very pretty. Coming into the parking lot of Our Lady of the Lord's Church.
Hey, my baby, it's a beautiful day. Let's call into work and we'll go out and play, sweet darling. I've got nothing but time on my hands. I just wanna spend a little time with my man, sweet darling.
All right. There's a pause there. I'll let you know. When last I left you, I was in the Serenity Circle, and I was noting all the new railroad ties, and they put picnic benches, and they planted a new tree in the center of the circle with mulch and flowers, and they really gave it a bit of a facelift, and it was pretty. kind of caught my attention. And as well, somewhere in the back of my mind, I realized that everything I had said up to this point was probably blah, 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 Norman, 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 blah, 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 blah. So I stopped. And I also saw an opportunity to use the facilities at Our Lady of the Lord's Church. You know what I mean? So I stopped the recording. And then when I got back on the run, I ran through the circle around Palm and Gopher Trail over to Grant Trail. I'm now on Sugarberry Trail Loop and working my way towards Osby Trail and the Frisbee Golf Course. During that time, I listened back to see a couple of things. What I was saying, did it flow? What was the boredom factor? I also noticed a little bit of air or arm swing and tried to decide how could I move forward from part one. I let my mind laze and ramble and float over the thoughts of the first part of the podcast and just let it settle and try to cultivate some of that peace that I wanted to cultivate that I mentioned in the beginning. Just let it ramble and flow, and I think we'll call this part two, Ramblecast. Well, some of the things that came to my mind in an effort, in making an effort to continue recording and put out an offering. Because sometimes you just don't feel like either talking or that what you're saying is of much account. But I know that I have to often separate what I feel from what is truth on many, many, many levels. And in this level, I know there are some who would say, Norman, just podcast and be yourself. Whatever you say, it's okay. And I got distracted and waving to a gentleman that I had seen earlier. But anyway, I'm going to keep talking. And for those who find my Ramblecast of benefit and entertaining, good for you. For those whose eyes are rolling to the back of their head and saying, oh, I can't take this guy anymore, then I understand. I really do. When I heard the air or the arm swing noise, I thought about how I need to really concentrate more. I'm not swinging my arms. Sometimes on an incline, or if I find myself running faster and not realizing it, I think intuitively my arms pump a little harder and there's the arm swing. I also think that my recently recrafted or rigged pop filter, my triple pop filter, is not all that effective. So what I've been using for quite a long time are old headbands. I actually bought these headbands back when At Go Headband, or Cat, was more on the social media scene. I don't know if you remember her. She probably is. I don't even remember if her friends anymore, but she's going to law school. She's a single mom raising a beautiful little daughter, and I bought quite a few headbands. I still have one or two I've not cut up for pop bands. or pop filters, and that's my Mojo Loco one, and I think maybe one more, but you know, I've kind of moved away from those headbands and went with the Buffs and the head sweat cap. So I use that material to make pop filters. In the past, they seem to have worked well, but I think something in the wear of the material gives way to more wind. And so I don't know if this is very effective anymore. It might be effective for the purpose of this podcast, in that it's not very breezy out. And if I just remember not to arm swing, it should be okay. But I think I need to get something like what JD uses, like a microphone or a foam kind of filter, and rubber band it over the end of my Sony. I've done that before, so I think I need to get back to that. Carlos did mention in my last podcast that there was some wind noise. He mentioned it to me on Lexilis. So I know the master is displeased with my audio quality, but I pray he forgives my error-prone way and gives it another listen. Right, Carlos? My friend who I don't interact with as much anymore, and which I feel woefully bad about, but I've come to forgive myself in that you are retired and have so much time on your hands, and I am not and have little. So as the years have gone by, I find I have a little less to give in terms of time and friendship, and that goes to all my running buddies. But I still love you guys. I think I keep saying this. I probably have an insecure need to keep saying this. I'm on the footbridge now. I've run over one portion of Osprey Circle, and after this footbridge, I'll run on the Frisbee Golf Course proper and over towards the footbridge over the bog, which takes me to the Bird Observatory and by Cedar Trail. So, there's a little bit more silly speak. Other things that kind of rambled around in my mind as I listened back to myself, which is the fodder or the material to inspire me to speak to the second half, were baseball and football. The old fallbacks, right? But it's worth a few moments of time, because they are passions of mine. And even within the subject of baseball and football, I've noticed that if that gets out of balance and I place too much emphasis in my mind or excitement or attention in my mind to those things, the sense of balance I have with the important things in life, like family and work and cultivation of the spiritual life, was, I got so wordy I lost my train of thought. Anyway, I can't get too hung up in baseball and football. Gotta keep it all balanced, right? So, baseball first, since it's the current sport. You should know that the Mets beat the San Francisco Giants last night by a score of 13-1 for the 6th straight victory and set a team record for most innings, most runs scored in an inning. We're really playing well. However, I'm guarded in that the same as last year, I've noticed we're beating teams which are probably not that good. Now, the teams we've been beating have been the Braves, and we beat the Cincinnati Reds. Kevin, I don't know if you follow the Reds religiously. I don't see you talk about the Reds that much, but we swept them. I don't think they're playing that well. But last night, we played the San Francisco Giants. I think that's the first step we've taken in beating what is probably going to be, if not already, a quality team. However, the dirt on Jake Peavy, their starting pitcher last night, has been around for a while. He used to pitch for the San Diego Padres. Is that he's inconsistent. So maybe we got a bad pitching outing. Nevertheless, a win is a win. It's a long season. I noticed this last year. We played a lot of teams that weren't playing very well. And then towards the end of the season, I think a lot of teams, if they're not in playoff contention, may have a little less chip or edge on their shoulder. So we'll see if the Mets can keep it up. In any event, it should be a confidence builder. And if we can take 2 out of 3 of the San Francisco Giants or sweep them, I'll feel a little bit better. The important thing is that the bats are coming alive. And that's something that was woefully lacking in spring training and in the early part of the season. So the pitching is coming along. Although Matt Harvey has not been his stellar self, we still have DeGrom, Mats, Noah Syndergaard, Bartolo Colon. So, strong pitching. I'm a little concerned about the middle relievers and the bullpen, although they've been doing good. So, there's the state of the art. The state of the Mets. Not state of the art. Last night, Thursday night were the 2016 NFL Draft, in which we selected a young man named Daron Lee in the first round. He's a inside linebacker, who's supposed to be pretty speedy. I'm glad we didn't overreach and look for some big, what they call sexy name. So I'm happy with that pick. In the second round, we took a quarterback out of Penn State named Christian Hackenberg, who the pundits say is going to be a big bust and he's not good. And from what I've read is that he had a great first year under now NFL coach Bill O'Brien. And then the next 2 years after O'Brien left, he suffered from a really porous offensive line and didn't have such success. But we happen to have a very, very good offensive coordinator by the name of Chan Gailey. Some people call him the quarterback whisperer, so he may be somebody we can develop. I'm going to be positive. I'm not going to, you know, slam him as a bust already. And then in the third round, we took another, he's either a defensive end, linebacker, named Jordan Jenkins out of the University of Georgia. So, the draft continues this weekend, and so far I'm pleased, but, you know, thinking about the sports and getting excited, I just was awfully aware of, I don't know, an uncomfortableness within me that I wasn't being true to the spirit and being balanced. They're very subtle. You know, maybe it was God's way of saying, hey, you know, that's not all there is to the world. There are my desires and the things of my mind and the things that I want you to concentrate on. So it wasn't a self-flagellation or a beating. It was just that sense. And so I'm trying to put things in perspective. I can get really jacked up on sports. I can get really excited. I think it's okay. You just have to keep it in balance. That's all. I don't know where I am in the walk-run break, but I decided to start walking. I'm on the wooden footpath over the bog, approaching the bird sanctuary. And it's time to run. Okay. We'll be approaching Cedar Trail. I have almost come to the end of my first loop in the hammock. Girls are getting excited. I rolled my ankle just a little bit just there on a root, but I didn't fall. The girls are getting excited for their summer activities. So Giselle is going to go to Vacation Bible School in June. That lasts about a week. And Roselle, I think I told you, is going away to summer camp in North or South Carolina. There was a big discussion amongst the girls last night as to which one it was. One of those Carolinas they're going to. And there was a thought, I don't know if I told you this, but there was a thought on my wife's part that she would go on the summer camp trip with Giselle. And she wasn't sure if she could get the time off. But it looks like she may have that time off, so. Might be mother and daughter. Morning.
Good morning.
This is Mama and her two children, her son and her daughter. Looks like she's teaching them the ways of the trail. It's awfully cute. But anyway, Mrs. Rosenberg may very well be going with Roselle on the summer camp trip, which would leave me and Giselle. I don't know how the logistics of that will work out with me going to work Monday through Friday, but we'll figure it out. Morning.
Good, how are you?
Some dog walkers as I approach Klein Trail. Vegan diet ends tomorrow. Tomorrow's May 1st. And while I believe Roselle will continue on, I'm ready to put some meat and eggs back in my diet. And we'll proceed to do so. The thought is that maybe I may do this every other month. We'll see. I don't like to become enslaved to or constrained by certain things, so we'll take it as it comes. I've been hovering anywhere between 201 and 204 pounds. Seems kind of difficult to get any lower than 201. So my fear is that when I go back on the meat diet, if I'm not really careful about portions, I could creep back up into the 205, 210 territory. I really like to avoid that. Oh, look at the snake. Mrs. Rosenberg would freak out. kind of snakes. I'm going to take a picture. Okay, well, once again on the other side of a pause break, there was a snake, like a little gartner snake, going across the trail. More scared of me than I was of him, and he scurried off into the woods. And then I did a little video, just about a minute, of me continuing on in the trail. I'll post that to Veda. And I'm on the second loop, which will finish me off here pretty soon for my morning run. So I'd listen back, and I don't think I really have much more to add, but I wanted to close. I was talking about the vegan diet ending, and I'll have to really be careful over the next month and see how that goes. You know, this may be, while it may be a springboard every other month, it may wind up being all the time if I can't control my weight and my diet on the meat diet. It may be the constraint and the paradigm that I need to subscribe to in order to lose weight and keep the weight off. So we'll see how that goes. The thing I have a taste most for is not a steak nor a chicken parm, although a chicken parm's kind of high on the list, but I want a Italian submarine sandwich. Not just any Italian submarine sandwich, but the kind you get, the kind I get from the little Italian utility shop. I took Zen Runner there one time when he visited me. It's called Felice, F-E-L-I-Z-E, Pork Store. And they have the kind of atmosphere that I remember growing up in the Northeastern Corridor in New Jersey, with those Northeastern submarine Italian grinders, heroes, whatever you want to call them. It's a sub to me, and that's what I have a taste for, and that's what I will pursue tomorrow. I am rounding, about to enter into Serenity Circle again, so I will bid you farewell and offer you the continued sentiment that I always offer you. I love you, my brothers and sisters in the Runnet community. And if I have anything to say about it, we'll talk again. And so until then, it's just Norm. Bye-bye.